The Iraqi army is advancing against Daesh terrorists in the west. The forces have retaken a strategic area near the newly liberated Ramadi, which links the city to a major army base. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has promised to cleanse the whole country from ISIL terrorists this year. The Saudi-backed Syrian opposition calls on Russia to stop its airstrikes on militant-held areas as a condition for peace talks with the government in Damascus. A representative of the High Negotiations Committee, Munzer Mahous, says Russia's aerial campaign in Syria is complicating the situation there. Several people have been killed and over 100 others wounded in a train crash in southern Germany. Police say two trains collided near Bad Adling, southeast of Munich in Bavaria. Reports say one train derailed, causing several wagons to overturn. Palestinians closed the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross in the occupied West Bank in support of a hunger-striking journalist in an Israeli jail. During the protests near Ramallah, the demonstrators voiced their anger at the body's silence on the condition of Mohammed Al-Qiyam. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says cutting off funding to Daesh is the most effective way to tackle the terrorist group. Addressing an anti-terrorism conference in Tehran, Ali Shamkhani said that Daesh is a tool that justifies the U.S. presence in the Middle East. While the personal information of thousands of employees of the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation have been leaked in a major security breach, a hacker managed to post the information of up to 20,000 FBI employees online. Fresh clashes have erupted between Turkish security forces and pro-Kurdish protesters in the southern city of Diyarbakir. Police use water cannon and fire tear gas to disperse the protesters angered by an earlier deadly crackdown in the town of Cizre and the Sur district of Diyarbakir.